All right, it's bourbonblog.com. I'm here with my good friend Rick Wiseman, founder of the Copper Fox Distillery, a whiskey we love, always doing something new and innovative, Rick. And how's everything going at Wiseman's Whiskey and at Copper Fox?
Everything is good. We've got our hands full with, expansion of the distillery. Our brains are filled and spilling out of our ears with new ideas of good things to bring to your glass.
Thank you for letting bourbonblog.com be the first to try the new Copper Fox Peachwood American Single Malt. I've been excited about this for a while, and I tasted kind of an early version of that when I saw you there in Williamsburg out last year. I'm tasting it right now. It takes us in a whole new direction as an additional compliment, as an additional offering from your other whiskeys. Tell me about the Peachwood.
Yeah, thanks for giving it a try. The Peachwood is a consistent offshoot of, what we started the distillery with. And we started the distillery with the idea of malting our own barley and using different smokes. God bless peat smoke and Scotch whiskey. I love peat and Scotch and the different variations. But I back when we started, I thought that there was a missing component in the whiskey world that some of the other smokes that were available. And that's why we started the distillery, and this is kind of the epitome of that idea. We started with the apple wood and cherry wood, of course, but we got a hold of this peach orchard, and being the people that we are, we tested the smoke and tried a batch of malted barley with it and really liked what it gave us. It was just a whole different thing. It was much different than the apple wood in a good way. So it's a very, very, very aromatic wood. We didn't overly smoke it, but got some beautiful foundation flavors. With the original single malt, the Wiseman's, we age with toasted apple wood, the actual wood that we hand toast in the used bourbon barrels. And we did the same thing here with the peach wood. You happen to have a glass in front of you? I think it kind of...
I do. I actually have some of your original and the new Peachwood American Single Malt in front of me. I'm really impressed with the Peachwood American Single Malt. The light, sweet characteristics, the subtle notes. There's always a lot of depth to what you do. This is very... it has a real elegant flavor to it and a beautiful finish, and this is the same recipe as the original single malt that we've come to love over the years.
It is. It's all malted barley. We're doing all of our malt in-house. It's just we substituted the peach wood for the apple wood and cherry wood. It just came out great. Really, really pleased with it. I think this is one of the most fun things we've ever done.
It is really beautiful. Talk to us about the process of how you take the grains and then you smoke them. Just repeat and about the woods themselves, just for people that are listening that want to understand more.
We start with the grain, and we get our barley from a group of farmers in the northern neck of Virginia. So it's all Virginia grain. What we've used in this product, as well as our other single malt, is a thoroughbred barley, which was developed at Virginia Tech. It's a 6-row barley. Malts beautifully, and so it's 100% that grain. And what we do when we get the grain from the farmer is initiate the malting process by putting the grain in a big tank and soaking it for 3 days with 3 changes of water. Then it gets spread out on a big floor. We've built a new malt floor in Williamsburg that's about 4 times the size of Sperryville, and that is actively malting as we speak. I was just up checking the latest batch. The grain internally changes. It puts out little rootlets. It starts to go through the sprouting process, but we want to kind of suspend the process after about 5 days before it puts out like a green shoot or the beginning of the green shoot. We want to maximize the sugar and the natural enzymes that are in the grain. And when the optimal point is reached, which is, again, depending on the temperature, it's generally 4 to 5 days, sometimes 6 if it's really cool, sometimes 4 if it's really hot. But when the seed development is just right, we'll stop the process by drying it out in a kiln. And it's there that we have the choice to either add smoke or not add smoke. So with Scotch whiskey, at that point, they would add peat smoke. With Irish whiskey, they would add no smoke. But for us, that's the opportunity we saw, and that's what we are, that's the path that we're going down. So, and that is the latest little Wasman development right there. Oh, 15 months.
Very old. Nice. No, it's great stuff. Great family there in Virginia. And people can visit you in Sperryville or in Williamsburg at the Utah Distilleries, right?
We do. Yeah, we got tours at both. Sperryville's open 7 days a week, and Williamsburg, we're just closed on Tuesdays. But we're open 6 days a week here.
Consumers will soon be seeing Peachwood. Where will they be seeing the new Peachwood?
It's going to be, you know, behind select bars in the Mid-Atlantic and, you know, Virginia and D.C. We just put this out in our two stores in Virginia so that you can for sure get it at the distilleries. Virginia bars can buy directly from us at the distilleries, but we're not in the general Virginia system yet. And I think we'll be in, people can check the website, but we'll be in select stores in D.C. For the year, we've only got 300 cases nationwide, but this is a regular product that we're making on a regular basis. It's about 2 years in the barrels with the Peachwood and Oakwood chip. You know, every night I look forward to 5 o'clock because it's time to try it again. And
it is very, very tasty. And there's some element of that peach fruit, as we were saying. I mean, you like the apple and the cherry wood, there are some fruit elements. They reflect the fruit from the tree that you're using the wood from, but they're not exactly. With the peach, you do get kind of that softness, that fuzziness, that a little bit on the wood, don't you? I mean, I get that.
You do, and it's a little bit sweet like the fruit, but not exactly, and kind of a pun, but it's like this, you know, the spirit of the tree or the essence of the tree, but it's not like the fruit. This is not like drinking peach flavored vodka. This is
right.
Peach wood is the heart of the tree. It's, you know, what that tree has been since it came out of the ground and reached towards the sky. And for the 30 years or 40 years that it was in existence, you know, that was the core of the being of that thing, that tree. And then as we all have to give up the ghost at some point, you know, we were just able to capture a little of that essence and carry it to a bottle and hopefully to your glass.
Because not many people are going to try the wood. They're going to try something that comes from the wood. And this is a way you can try something that comes from the wood.
You know, personally, I don't like things too sweet. So this is not like a lot of times with some of the flavored whiskeys, you'll get some sugar in there and it's like good on the first sip, but it doesn't last through the night. We're not trying to be that. We want to be the, you know, the one you drink all night. It's, you know, it's about balance. We're not trying to be the smokiest. We're just trying to create something that's intriguing and pleasing.
There's some good autumnal flavors that come through. I mean, there's this really fresh autumnal spice that just balanced up by the right amount of sweetness. I mean, I love the fact that the sweetness is there, but it's not overpowering. It's just enough to round it all out. It's very well rounded. What are the notes you get on it?
Well, I do get, I'm getting a, right now, I put a couple drops of water in mine. I'm getting a soft leather. There's almost a hint of mint.
Yeah, a little mintiness. There's some candy flavor I'm getting. I keep on thinking there's some sort of a, not a sweet candy, but kind of a soft, like,
Are you getting, you know what I'm getting is a burnt sugar from a creme brulee.
Okay, a little creaminess, like a kind of a, I do get the creme brulee, maybe a little bit of a, we have the, in the South, we have this thing called Divinity, which kind of has a creamy, kind of whipped sugar, but has a nice lightness about it. But I do get the creme brulee as well.
You know, it's definitely not bourbon. It's definitely not scotch, but it's like bright and deep. And it's like, you are probably better with words than I, but it's, you know what I'm saying? It's just like that point of the
there
tongue.
There is a nature of both bourbon and scotch both. And that's part of what you set out to create when you first created your whiskey was the bourbon and kind of the middle ground between a bourbon and a scotch, right?
Yeah.
I see on the label, now we were talking about the pure peachwood smoke, approximately 12 to 18 parts per million. and we saw the ppm parts per million, and then I noticed batch is ppm, but that doesn't stand for parts per million. That stands for something else.
I know. I forgot that there could be some confusion, but we batch number on this whiskey, it's the first batch, and the first batch is ppm, and it coincides with the initials of the first Beatles album, Please Please Me, 1963.
It's a peach that's pleasing you.
Please peach me, yes.
Please. No, and on the back, your motto for the whiskey now is give peach a chance.
Give. All we're saying is give peach a chance. There's a question whether or not we export this to, like, Lebanon, Syria, and Israel so that there can be peach in the Middle East in our lifetime.